Hello, everyone, and welcome to Teletech Stories.
Wait a minute. Sorry, Ben. I'm interviewing you today.
That is correct. We've got a really oddball episode that we're doing. Basically, it came up that some people are not particularly aware of what I do. And we thought we'd actually just kind of use me as the interviewee. So here I am. I couldn't really interview myself. And so Rhea came on and kind of offered to interview. So
I think it'd be interesting to see you interview yourself. A dual personality kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it'd come across a bit like bipolar or a bit like losing it. Like I've just sat in this chair for a year and not gone anywhere else. Like he's finally lost it.
Well, I knew you lost it a long time ago, but you know. We're just going to let the audience know now. So, Ben, you know what? We first started your show. It was Flagship Digital Marketing a year or so ago. And then you kicked off 2021 with Taylor Tech Stories. You've come a long way from in just a very short period of time. You've done many things. So take us through that journey. What were you when you started and what have you evolved to?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So this year has been nuts. I mean, it has been for a lot of people, but I think in the way I operate and the types of things that I'm trying to get involved with, it's actually become a perfect landscape to do that in. You'll always have a massive thank you from me for being on the radio and having these shows and things. But the kind of bigger picture of what that's allowed me to do is really get into this marketplace, get to know the contacts and have that exposure so that people were a lot more familiar with who Ben Taylor is. I'll openly admit, sometimes I've interviewed people because I want to speak to them. I want to know them, as well as obviously giving them an exposure piece. So it's been a lot of win-wins. And then with me being in the digital space, obviously that's way up. And there's been a lot of interesting topics of conversation. There's been a lot of social media activity, and all these elements have enabled me to kind of establish myself and do what I'm trying to do with business. I've done this radio show. I've done a networking event that's still ongoing, that's UK focused. I've now expanded one into an international networking one. I've written a book. It's actually behind me. I don't point this out very often.
No, because you're not a best-selling author.
Well, you know this, Rhea, because I tell you all the time. And there's a joke about it. But I also wrote this. So I wrote a book called Pivot and Grow, The Essential Guide to Business Success. And what this was basically Andrew Priestley, who is fairly famous, related to Daniel Priestley, who wrote The Key Person of Influence. He got a load of authors together and said, let's co-author a book together. The approach to it was, not everyone has a great book in them, but a lot of people have a great chapter in them. So I wrote my chapter. My story is just beginning. It's not extensively long. But it was just providing some marketing insights and really examining the world that we're in and what it's going to become, and quite specifically going into marketing and referencing a bit from the yachting and marine leisure industry as that happened. All sorts has happened. It keeps on developing into different opportunities and things pop up, and I can't resist that opportunity and try it. So I end up trying all sorts.
Well, yeah, you've been hosting, and you hosted the Balearic Yacht Show last year. You're going from strength to strength, so it's really exciting to see. And you've also been developing digital showrooms.
Yeah. So sometimes I struggle to define what I do, and it is something that I've been trying to work on. The closest thing I've got to is, I suppose, I think this is a maybe a bit big-headed. I'm not sure, but I've started to think of myself as a bit of a tech entrepreneur in the sense that I have a nice view, a cross-sectional view of what's going on in the industry, what's big, what's up and coming, and what are the challenges that all the businesses face. And so from that perspective, I can find the challenges that are taking place. I can then go into the tech industry and use my understanding of that world and find great solutions to the problems that our industry faces. And then by bringing them together, you then become a kind of problem solver. So with the showrooms, I kept on seeing virtual boat shows, not particularly successful, not very engaging. Basically not done very well. And it boiled down into companies not being able to do their brand justice through some kind of digital experience. And so we've all had loads of webinars, there's Zoom meetings, team meetings, and they become quite overwhelmingly kind of monotonous and not so memorable and quite disengaging. Like I've put webinars up in the background and just, you could ask me what the webinar was about. I am.
So a bit of white noise, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And so to create something that not only communicated the brand and showed it off to a particular audience, but actually created a memorable experience that you might, that you will remember, but even further than that, that you want to share. And that's a big leap between just kind of experiencing it and being all right to being a super fan of it and being an ambassador for that product. And so I realized each time I created a showroom, I actually did one for a friend initially, and I showed it to my friendship group and him, who was like, hey, this is really good and you should do this professionally. This is quite impressive. And so I start showing colleagues and then some companies, and then it's grown into this really quite exciting prospect of creating these amazing experiences. And now I'm trying to roll it out across brokerages around the world through various partnerships that are in development. But that's the kind of vision, and that's how I've landed in the virtual showroom space.
Wow. And so what's next for you? Like, are you going to take over the world?
No, I don't do too much in AI. I do quite a bit, but not too much. To be honest, this virtual showroom project is quite fascinating. I keep on finding myself having to go one step at a time, because it's quite easy to start running and jumping and thinking about, could this build the next kind of virtual high street? Where all your big boat brands are displayed. Could this exhibit a super yacht that's still being built? And could these be accessible to everyone rather than just a select few? And all these different things. And so the scope of that goes well beyond just kind of addressing this pandemic issue, and very much fits into... sometimes think about it as adding a dimension to websites. So going from two-dimensional into a third dimension where you can really experience it. I think that's quite a substantial one. That's my main focus at the moment. But there's always these background projects that keep on popping up and I can't help but to get involved in. So there's always these kind of back burners. And at one stage, this was a back burner. And then you've gone, right, okay. There's potential here, and to really hone in on that. And now that's the forefront of our company. That's the way I've ended up operating.
Nice. Well, I have to apologize. The elephant in the room, or rather the cat in the room, as it were. sometimes these things happen. Yeah. I keep seeing the cat in the corner and it's like walking around, but it is what it is. We are in the year of the pandemic. So, Ben, are you going to be continuing with Taylor Tech Stories?
I think so. So, I mean, as I said, the things it brings are quite exciting. They're sometimes out of nowhere. And I think it may well evolve. We've gone through quite a lot of stories. Some are fascinating. There's some companies that we've interviewed. For example, Yelta from Savvy Navi. He's just had a massive investment round. So I may well revisit some of the people that we saw on the startup phase and how those companies have developed. He's also launched a huge partnership with a leading insurance company. So just a bit of strategy behind that could be quite interesting, as well as what it's done for himself and his company. So things like that. And then actually there's something in the planning with Lyft, which is an e-foil product. We've done the kind of initial interview with their founder. And then basically they said, Ben, we want you to get on with these things, demonstrate and tell us what you think. And so we're going to do that as part of Taylor Tech Stories, which is really exciting. And then I quite like that route. I quite like that that route, because it's exciting for me. I get to test out these things. And it'll just give a really good review of a product to the audience as well. So, yeah, plenty of ideas, plenty of things to look forward to.
So use this opportunity. What would you like to try out, and see if we can get somebody out there that is willing to get you to try it out?
Oh, this is cool. So one that I've always thought of is the private subs, for fairly obvious reasons. Another one would be...
So perhaps Triton submarines.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Patrick, I know you.
Thing.
If you're watching. Go. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to chat. So these things like that. But I'd also be intrigued to try the Seabob. So I've never been on a Seabob, but I'm a freediver. And so sometimes I see these adverts and they're kind of a few meters below the surface. And I'm like, right, okay, that's great. But I'd love to take it a bit further. And kind of combine the freediving skills with something like a Seabob and really see the performance on that front, as well as just a kind of standard recreational point of view. But I mean, these toys are all exciting, right? They're made to be fun. So,
so basically you're open to test out any toy on the face of the planet as far as water goes.
I wouldn't say no.
Well, we'll have to make that our mission now in the future. We'll have to reach out to everybody we know and say, hey, let's get Ben out there. You might have to travel a bit, though. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Well, Ben, I know you are busy. Is there anything that you want to let people know that is coming up that you feel they should either attend or be part of?
Actually, today news was launched about Mets Trade. So that's, it sounds like it's going ahead this in person in Amsterdam, which is one of the I think one of the first international shows that have said in 2021 that's going to go ahead. But yeah, I suppose it's just a general message of I'll see you around boat shows. Do feel free to talk to me. I'm big on LinkedIn and websites, anything, ask Rhea, say hey, I want to speak to Ben, whatever. it's always great to meet people. So yeah, thank you very much for interviewing me, Rhea.
Well, no, Ben, it's always an absolute pleasure, because we have such a great time, and I have to say your personality is extremely engaging when on camera. In person, I don't know, because I've never actually met you in person.
Yeah, how weird is that,
right? We've known each other for this long and we've never actually met in person.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane.
That's pretty much the day and age that we live in right now. You know, I'm sure there's people all over the world that are feeling exactly the same way right now. They've met people in the last year and a half that, you know, who knows when the next time, or if they'll ever, you know, be able to get together in person. Yeah. So it is an interesting life we're leading now.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the moment as soon as we can, because there'll be all these relationships that we've built digitally, virtually,
yeah,
whatever the right word is, and then they'll all come together as like, oh wow, it's that actual person, and they are real, and do all that. That would be amazing to see.
Yeah, but what happens if the personality isn't the same in person than what it was over screen?
Then good luck to that person. I mean.
It'll be pretty interesting to see, because I'm sure, you know, that certain people are different, you know, not everybody is exactly the same way that they come across for 20 minutes as opposed to like in person.
Yeah, I've always thought about that as about celebrities and things, like kind of between their core personality and what they're like compared to what they're professionally like and what everyone feels like they know them as.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And because, of course, like you said, you know, when the boat shows start opening up and all these people that, you know, got to know each other and started networking as through your networking events, they do feel like they know each other. And now they will be able to connect in person. And it will be interesting to see the results of that.
Yeah.
We'll have to follow that story.
I'm just talking for hours. I tell you what, the place to talk for hours is Clubhouse.
Yes, well, that is that. I don't have an iPhone, so.
Oh.
Right? I think it's rude. I would love to be on Clubhouse, but they blocked me out because I'm an Android user. I feel, you know, I think it's rude.
Yeah, that's awkward, isn't it?
I know. Awkward is the perfect word for me.
No. We're not allowing you. Sorry.
You're a lower class citizen. You don't have an iPhone. Right?
Or a smarter one. I mean, you never know with all these conspiracies and data and all that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure somebody will think of one now. Thanks, Ben. That'll do the next round of social media, won't it? Yeah. Clubhouse is right. Well, I have taken up enough of your time. It was an absolute pleasure to be able to interview you, Ben.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for jumping on. Do I do the outro or do you want to do the outro?
No, you've got to do the outro. It's your show.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in. You've been listening to Taylor Tech Stories. This week's guest was Ben Taylor, which is weird. Rhea was your host. And thank you. And we'll see you in the next few weeks and in more episodes of Taylor Tech Stories. Thank you very much, everyone. Bye.